It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine.
You're listening to On Point with Perry Solkowski and Randy Janda on Sportsnet 650. I let my
tape rock till my tape pop. Friday night, the Vancouver Whitecaps. They don't play a lot of Friday night games.
No, it's been a while.
And thank you to the Whitecaps as they send over a little care package to us.
A little swag.
Yeah, everybody, most of our on-air people, Dom looks at me going, yeah. I didn't get tickets. I made sure you got tickets or helping out. By the way, I'm not going to sit with you guys. I just thought I'd tell you that now. But
I think you're stuck next to me, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, am I really?
Yep.
I'm not sitting with them either.
Los Angeles coming to town. The reason I say it's nice of the Whitecaps to give us tickets, you know, it'd be great if we had an LAFC hat.
That'd be awesome.
That's awesome. A good look. It will be the return of Jordan Hollywood Harvey, who did so much for this organization. He joins us now. Why did we have to call you to tell you to remind you? Have you gone Hollywood? Do we got to go through your personal assistant now, or how does that work?
Were you passively, aggressively asking for a hat there?
Yeah, can you?
We both were, yeah.
You know me
very
well enough.
Passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
I'll get you a hat for sure.
Yeah, you know what? We would rock it constantly on this show. That's a good looking logo.
Yeah, it is. The brand, and I love the colors, man. I like black and gold. I really do.
I probably should, and this interview will get to your wife. Can you just confirm, was she hanging out with Tori Spelling yesterday?
Oh man, I didn't even know what she was doing. She's like, I'm going out for a mom's thing, you know, can you watch Harlow? I'm like, good to go. And then she posts that picture. I'm like, oh, I recognize that person. I'm like, what is she doing? I had no idea what she was going to. So yeah, it was a cool little mom's get together. And she had a great time.
She's next level, buddy. That's great. How has it been for you? I know you wanted to go home. I'm sure you'd want to play more minutes than you have. How has the adjustment after the time you had in Vancouver been here to the new team and the expansion in LA?
The adjustment's been really good. You know, initially we were at UCLA, which is my alma mater, and so that was really nostalgic and felt very comfortable. And then, you know, a lot of the guys that are on this team and staff and front office are guys that I know. So it was a really good transition. We moved into a place that is down the street from my wife's sister. So that was very nice. And having that built-in support system, my family's an hour away. Everything was very seamless. And now we're in a new training facility. We're about to open a new stadium. So it's really exciting, and like you said, my wife is jumping in, and she's starting to work a lot more out here, and so it's been great on and off the field. Obviously, like you said, I'd like to have gotten more minutes, but I've been chipping away, man. I've been working really hard, and I knew at some point soon this opportunity was going to come, and so it was kind of just written in the script that it just so happened to be against, Whitecaps.
He is longtime Vancouver Whitecap, current LAFC Jordan Harvey, joining us on Point, Perry Solkowski and Randy Janda.
Jordan, you talked a little bit about LAFC and the new stadium, but how's it been for the, you know, you're setting up a new club altogether. The LA Galaxy were the big club in town. You guys are there. How has that experience been to be a part of this from day one?
It's been great, and I've been a part of different expansion teams in Philly when I first went there, and with the Whitecaps, I got there at the tail end of their expansion year, and so I kind of know what to expect in terms of the growing pains, but with that said, man, this club, I think, understands expansion years and understands how to transition, and it's been, like I said, it's been very fluid and easygoing. It's been, you know, I don't know if I would have wanted to be a part of another expansion team if it wasn't as set up and structured and put together as LAFC has done. And a huge part of that is, you know, the training facility, like I mentioned earlier. That's a major thing in having a home, having a beautiful pitch, your own facilities to go to every day. And then obviously a supporters group. There is, you know, that is one thing that I've always been, I love being part of the fans. And obviously with Whitecaps, with all the different supporters groups. It was really fun to get to know them all. The difference, I think, in LAFC versus Whitecaps is that, and I think Whitecaps would kind of mention this all over, whether you're in a supporters group or players, it's that, you know, there's a bunch of different supporters groups with LAFC, but they've kind of all come together and formed this 32-52, and in coming together, it's just a built-in, you know, it just makes it that much bigger and louder of a voice. And so that's something that I've really, really loved and really tried to take a part of with this LAFC club.
You certainly know what Beckham did there when he went and played for the Galaxy, and now they've done it again with Zlatan there and the craziness of his debut. You got a football team now there with the Rams and what they've been doing in the last 6 weeks. Where do you sit? You know where you sit in Vancouver, but there's so much going on in LA. Is that fan base, Jordan, going to be there? And can you see the growth? Because some thought two teams in LA, it might be difficult, but there has been a resurgence, it seems, for the new guys and the old.
Yeah, I do see this fan base. I mean, I've grown up in Southern California, so I know what you mean in the sense of there are, like, fair weather fans, and, you know, it's sunny California. People want to go to the beach or do other things. But the fan base that that LAFC and this brand has kind of built their whole culture around is the passionate and, like, the kind of the grassroots of LA. It's kind of the soccer culture that is embedded in this city from dating back all the way back to, you know, the World Cup that was here. There's a huge population or fan base that in this city didn't really have a voice or didn't really have a team to support soccer wise. And LAFC is trying to give those people a voice, give those people in all parts of the city a team that they can get behind. You alluded to LA Galaxy and kind of their way of doing it with the Beckhams or the Zlatans. That's not LAFC's way of doing it. We aren't going to splash, you know, a crazy amount of money. Although we have a guy like Carlos Vela, who's a awesome dude, we're also trying to build for the future. And so I see similarities more so along the lines of like an Atlanta than an LA Galaxy, I would say, and in that we're kind of getting younger players that are hungry, that are have a lot of potential, and going that route as opposed to getting, you know, all the stars, all the names that everybody wants to come out and see. It's a different way of building a team.
Well, an inner city rivalry can help build soccer culture as well. And that first, I guess you can call it the El Tráfico. What's the rivalry like there between the LA Galaxy and the LAFC right now to start off? Is there a level of hate there yet, or is that still building up?
You know, between the players, I think there's obviously going to be a rivalry there in that, you know, we want to be the best team in the city. But I really felt it through the supporters groups and the ownership groups. That game was so important and so big. You could feel the magnitude of it when it started. The game was unbelievable. But I think those types of games are going to add to this historic, and I think it's going to be an awesome rivalry. But you could feel it through the supporters groups, how much it meant to them, and that kind of trickled down and that rubbed off on the players, which I thought was awesome. Like I said, those two teams, it's so funny. Obviously we're in the same city, but they're built so differently, and they've been structured in different ways that were so different of teams. But obviously you could see the different ways that you can have success in this league.
Well, the timing's great that you will get the start on Friday. That's how it's played out, is it not? You assume?
The lineup hasn't been posted. I think, you know, it'll be a good opportunity for me to get my first start. But nothing's locked down. But, you know, I'm hoping for that. And, I've been working so hard, and I feel like I'm playing well right now. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, I'll text Bob, and you send us three hats, and it'll all work out that way.
Starts next 6:50.